My guest in this portion of the program is a survivor of Stalin's campaign against the Polish in World War II. His name is Wesley Adamczyk. When he was a boy, he, his mother, and siblings were deported from their Polish home and sent to brutal communist camps in the Soviet Union. His father, an officer in the Polish army, was taken prisoner and was one of the thousands of Polish people slain at the hands of the Soviets in the Katyn massacre in 1940. Wesley Adamczyk tells his family's story and the story of his homeland during the war in his memoir, When God Looked the Other Way, an odyssey of war, exile, and redemption. The odyssey began in Poland and ended half a world away in Chicago. Mr. Adamczyk's story is also told in a new documentary made by Chris Swider titled Children in Exile. The film has not yet been released, but it will get its first public screening this Sunday at the Urbana Free Library. The screening of the film will follow a talk by Mr. Adamczyk and Alex Kurtzaba, a professor of Polish culture at the University of Illinois at Chicago. That is at 3 o'clock. Then the film will be shown, the talk will be at 2 o'clock. The film will be shown at 3 o'clock, and it is my great pleasure to welcome to the Afternoon Magazine, Wesley Adamczyk. Thank you so much for talking with me this afternoon. Mr. Adamczyk, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for the invitation.
You're very welcome. You say of your father, he died in the name of freedom, and that your mother led you to freedom. Would you tell us a little something about your parents?
I would be very happy to do so. The question, it is more or less synonymous with saying when people fight for freedom, they die for freedom. So even though my father was captured with thousands of Polish officers by the Soviets, who later became our Western allies, they were shot as prisoners of war. Specifically, they were interrogated for 6 months by the Soviet secret police to see if they would be sympathetic to communism. And when they failed to do so, Stalin issued an order to shoot all of them in the back of the head. My mother, on the other hand, who was deported with her children, myself and the two siblings, did everything possible to keep us alive physically due to hunger, starvation, and Soviet persecution. In the process of it, got sick and fought every conceivable battle to get food and keep us alive by trading illegally with the Kazakhs who were sympathetic to us, by doing a variety of things that eventually cost her life. And this happened when we escaped 2 years later to Persia. She died weeks later from starvation, malnutrition, and absolute exhaustion, not to mention a few other diseases. So my sister and I, and she, in the process, she saved my brother's life, who was dying in a Soviet hospital. And in reality, one may say in brief that she saved her children's life.
She certainly did. When and how did you learn about your father's death?
This is an extremely long story, but I will abbreviate it. We didn't know at the time of the execution, which was April, May 1940, what really happened to the Polish officers. When the amnesty, so to speak, fake amnesty was granted by the Soviets after the German attack of the Soviet Union, the Polish army was being formed on Soviet soil to fight the Germans. Of the deportees. In the meantime, none of the 15,000 officers that were in the three camps that we knew about were showing up. And the inquiries led to a certain conclusion that something horrible must have happened to them. And for many years, especially five at the beginning, no one knew what happened to them, in spite of the American investigation and the British and the Polish, with some 200 inquiries with Stalin. And he always claimed that he doesn't know and that they maybe escaped, which, of course, is nonsense. Nobody escapes in the Soviet Union, 15,000 people, without someone knowing what happened. Yeah. But again, to make it a little bit shorter, the murder as such, in 1943, when the Germans came to the first, to the discovery of the first grave in the Katyn forest, the Germans, of course, announced to the all of Europe that the Soviets murdered the Polish officers. And the Soviets, in turn, to create a false illusion of truth, blamed the Germans and also accused the Western allies of a conspiracy to defame the good name of communism. And this attitude continued for 50 years. And as a matter of fact, the West now was forced to a very terrible, by this time, the West was allied with the Soviets. And when the Soviets accused the Germans, Roosevelt and Churchill had a terrible dilemma of deciding what to do, accepting the Soviet version of what happened or risking the Soviet dissolving the common fight for freedom. So Roosevelt and Churchill took the easier route and said that this is what happened. And this kind of conspiracy of silence, which I will not talk about now because it's more involved, continued for about 50 years. And it's only 1990, when the Soviet Union was falling apart, that Gorbachev did admit it was Soviet NKVD by the order of Stalin, Molotov, Voroshilov, and Mikoyan, which were top Soviet government officials. A couple years later, I did find out, indeed, I have been looking for my father's grave for 50 years, and did finally find out in 1992 where he was buried. That is as brief as I can make it, because it is a long and complicated story.
Yeah, I would recommend that people look for your book, When God Looked the Other Way.
Well, thank you very much.
And read it. It is an amazing story. Now, here we are in 2008. What would you like to see happen in terms of acknowledgement of what happened?
Well, needless to say, as an American citizen who loves this country, the question is not only people reading my book for the sake of reading what I was told a thousand times, a powerful human interest story of a young boy surviving through 12 countries and four continents and losing everything dearest to his heart, but revelation of truth that has been concealed for the most part by the West and by the Soviets. It was kept as the highest national secret ever because they were afraid to say what really happened. Gorbachev finally did it, but he had little choice because the communism fell. As to answer your question directly, what would I like to see? I have devoted my entire retirement to the dissemination of truth of what really happened, because this is the only country where a person can tell the truth and divulge it and not be sent to Siberia. So in any event, I would like to see that the missing part of history of the Second War, the biggest international genocide or military genocide in Europe, was concealed by everybody. Mm-hmm. I must admit, real quickly I'll mention this, that the Americans were the only ones in 1951-52 to have a congressional investigation of the event, of the Katyn massacre, and they recommended that the Soviets would be taken to the World Court of Justice in Europe. Of course, no one did. And I have been fighting now that as Americans, we do indeed talk a lot about the Holocaust. We teach it in school, and rightly so, and I'm proud of that and happy with that. But yet the biggest disaster, the biggest Holocaust military of the Second War was concealed. When I give my lectures, and I do this any place from middle school to university level, when I ask people, many never heard of Katyn. Nobody, very few ever heard of the deportation, and there are reasons for it. Mm-hmm. And, of course, to expound on the reasons would take too much time. So as an American citizen, and I believe that if we fail to reveal what really happened, who did it, and why they did it, then those things are going to repeat themselves, and we are the witness today that those kind of incidences are happening all over. And my wish, again, to emphasize, repeat my answer to your question, my wish is not only as a Paul who lost his father, but as an American citizen, I would like to see that finally the American government, the British, and the rest of the countries in Europe who have concealed the Katyn massacre and the deportation, because what really happened, the Germans and the Soviets at the beginning of the war were bosom buddies, were allies, and they decided in secret to divide Poland in half, obliterate the Polish people, wipe out Poland from the map of the world forever. Fortunately, it didn't happen. But the concealment by the West is another tragedy. I sometimes call it between friends as a second Katyn tragedy because truth is concealed. The very fact that the people were murdered, it's past. Nothing is going to bring them alive. However, the concealment of truth is a tragedy which we and I, as a single person, have decided to do something about it. And may I proudly say that I'm making big steps in that direction.
Yeah. Among the words in the title of your book is redemption. And I think that this acknowledgement of what happened requires in order for redemption to take place in this situation, we've got to acknowledge what happened. And to wrap up here, we're running out of time very rapidly.
Yes.
Again here, speaking of redemption, I'd like you to speak once again of family. Would you tell us something of your Aunt Maria?
Yes. Aunt Maria was my father's sister who came to Chicago in 1912. Not because it's unknown to the audience. She has searched for us, the orphans, and we have gone, as I said a few minutes ago, to 12 countries, 4 continents, to find us, to bring us to America. She was dedicated to the children because she never saw us. When she left in 1912, finally, when she searched for us with Red Cross in London, she mm-hmm. wrote to Moscow, and finally, in 1949, she brought me, I was the youngest, to America. And here is, when I talk about redemption, just in case I run out of time, would you please simply interrupt me? She's the one that took care of me, sent me to school. And at this point, I decided that the most important thing that I should do, get educated, because that knowledge is the only key to the world to do something. Without knowledge and learning, we cannot accomplish anything or very little. And indeed, luckily, with her help, I have succeeded in a number of things mm-hmm. toward the goal of sooner or later writing a book on the subject of Katyn and the deportation. And I waited as long as I did, at least in the 90s, because I couldn't write a book without knowing where my father was murdered, so that once in my life I would be able to visit his grave.
There we have to leave it. Yes. Mr. Adamczyk, thank you very much for speaking with me today.
I thank you very much, and once again, thanks for the invitation.
You're very welcome. Wesley Adamczyk tells his family story and the story of his homeland during the Second World War in his memoir, When God Looked the Other Way, An Odyssey of War, Exile, and Redemption. Children in Exile also tells Mr. Adamczyk's story. It's a new documentary. It has not yet been released, but it will get its first public screening this Sunday at the Urbana Free Library. The screening of the film will follow a talk by Mr. Adamczyk and Alex Kuchzaba, a professor of Polish culture at the University of Illinois at Chicago.